Welcome back to the second hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show live at the Omni Nashville Hotel in beautiful downtown Nashville. Chase McKay, Big Joe here. Sean Mark, on-site engineer, having a great day. As we love every time on Fridays, let's bring in our good friend, former Titans receiver, all-around good guy, Mr. Chris Sanders. Chris, good morning to you. Welcome. How are we doing?
Man, I am doing really, really good. Last night I had a rough night because I was watching one of my favorite shows called Press My Luck. And this lady had like $400,000 in, and she pressed the wrong button and she lost and got a whammy. So I'm still kind of upset.
So let me ask you this. Is it really losing something if you've never had it? Because she never really had it, right?
But all she had to do was stop. She had a car. She had a trip to Italy. She had all these things. And all he had to do was say, I don't want to play anymore. She said, I'm going to press my luck. And then all of a sudden, man, she lost it all. I was sick.
Sorry about that,
man. I'm in a bad mood, man. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I understand. Hey, earlier we told the show, and I know this is not the most massive NFL news, but the Titans waived Colton Dowell today, okay? The wide receiver out of Wilson Central. Right. If you could talk to Colton Dowell, what would Chris Sanders tell Colton Dowell right now?
Man, I love that you ask these questions, man, because, you know, this is what life is all about. Here's two things. You got a choice to get bitter or get better. And the way you get better is to, you know what, in spite of my setback, in spite of what I went through, I'm going to figure out a way to try to get it done because he's going to get picked up somewhere because he's known, you know, around the league. I know his stats aren't there yet. He has one or two catches, but you still have a chance. You're still young to go out there and try to make a roster because I know it's disappointing because it's one of your dreams that you dreamt of all your life, and all of a sudden you get cut. But here's the great news. If you get better, then you're going to go to a team and try to make it and do an outstanding job.
I love it. Chase is outside signing autographs. We'll be back in a moment.
What, so with that – Is that John Candy?
Autographs, yeah.
That's his nickname.
It does it. It all the time. So with that being said, Dr. Crane, here's Chris's song this week.
Oh, you let's go. The juicy rolls. Hey.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Hey, I got a funny story.
Yep.
I got a funny story.
Yes, sir.
We were, when I went to Ohio State, right, that was when that song came out. So every morning for breakfast, we would have a thing called Juice and Rolls. So now it started to become a song called Get Your Juice and Rolls. Your Juice and Rolls. That's Eddie. That was a song every time we came into breakfast. It was called Juice and Rolls.
You know what's funny about that is I remember those camp breakfasts in college when guys would show up. And I'm telling you, they looked like they would rather die than practice that day.
Man. You remember that? Hey, those camp breakfasts was crazy, man. It was fun, but, hey, it's all good.
It's all good because they're like, I'm not eating that. I'll throw up in an hour on the field, and most guys are gorged, end up eating and throwing up on the field.
Now, but see, the funny thing about it is back in 1999 and 1998, we were being Krispy Kreme for breakfast. That's all we ate all the time, especially on Fridays and Saturdays. We didn't eat good, so we ate Krispy Kreme and tried to drink milk before practice. So it didn't work because it wasn't a good combination.
Chris Sanders is with us.
Yes, sir.
I have a question, and I don't think you two have covered this yet. But as a receiver, you know, different quarterbacks are gonna throw the ball in a different way, right? You got different arm angles, speed of the ball, like how hard the ball is thrown. Like you and Derek have both told me that when you play with Steve McNair, I mean, he threw it hard, and you had
to be
ready for that. How do you get used to that? Is that just simply reps? Is that just working with a guy? Because we talked about Gunnar Helm the first few day of practices that, you know, he dropped a few. He's a rookie. That's okay. He hasn't played with Cam that much. So how much of that, you know, can you work on your own? And how much of is it just working with the quarterback?
You know, it's both. It's working with the quarterback, but it's also the jug machine. Because you look at the jug machine, it's going to consistently come out with speed, and you can change the speed. You can kind of help you with that. But here's one thing that you have to do is you got to communicate with your quarterback, and the quarterback's got to communicate with you. It's kind of like this. If I'm running a five-yard shallow route, I'm not going to throw it hard like Billy Volek. Billy Volek would just – I'm like, wait a minute. Just ease off of it a little bit. And I just think that when you become a mature quarterback, you got to know when you got to throw a softer ball as opposed to a harder ball. And just imagine you're running a dig route about 15 yards. You really have to put some spiraling. You really have to put some speed on it because it has to get to a spot. But if I'm running like a 5-yard hitch or a short, shallow route, you don't want to throw the ball 100 miles an hour. Why? Because you can't catch a fastball. Those are kind of things you can basically work on.
With the news that Will Levis is going to be out for the year, all indications, even though we all knew they kind of were, are that Cameron Ward is the starting quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. Now that that's a little more out there, does that take some pressure off not only Cam, but his teammates at the same time?
Yeah. I don't think it took a lot of pressure off of Cam because, I mean, me and you knew that Cam Ward was going to be the starter. I just, know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody kind of knew that. I don't think there was actually, from day one, there was no pressure because everybody knew he was the guy. But I just think that he can just go and just do what he needs to do because it just gets to a point to where, even though Will Levis was fighting for a backup position, he wasn't fighting for a star position. I just never believed that there was no pressure situation in that situation.
Let me ask you this. When you're coaching wide receivers at NBA and you've got a talented guy and he's having a really bad day,
Do you
talk to him during practice? Yeah. Do you wait till practice is over? What's your approach?
No, you got to watch his body language. And it's funny because I have two good receivers in Montgomery Bell Academy. And when they say if they drop a ball or run the wrong route, the one thing I tell them is don't press. You got the talent. You got the ability. You know what to do with the line of scrimmage. You understand at the top of the route. So when I know that they're good and I know that, they can make plays, you just kind of talk to them and say, hey, listen, hey, dude, you got to be funny. Come here. They talk to you. Hey, just relax. Don't press. Just do what you do. And then about a couple of plays later, they get back that confidence. Why? Because they know they can do it. So that's why I love coaching wide receivers because it's not just fine-tuning – the craft of running routes is fine tuning their mind to say, dude, you've done this before. You've done the drills. You've done the things at the line of scrimmage. You understand how to catch the ball. Just don't press. That's kind of how to handle guys that are out there.
So I'm assuming in 1995, when you get drafted by the Houston Oilers, you come in as a rookie, you pressed, right?
I did press, and I'm gonna give you a perfect example. We were playing the Chicago Bears, and as we were playing the Chicago Bears, I think I dropped like one or two passes in a row. And this is why I love Coach Steckel so much. I just love that dude. He took off his headphones and he sat me down. And he said, Chris, you've been here before. You've ran these routes. You've caught the ball. You can make big plays. Then all of a sudden, two plays later, I go out there and make a big-time play. So that's what coaching is all about, is understanding and reading the body language of your wide receiver, reading the body language of what he's going through at that moment. And Les Steckel saw me at that moment that I was pressing. And what he said as a great coach, say, hey, big dog, don't press. Just trust your skill level, and that's exactly what I did.
I was telling Chase yesterday, Cam Ward's got a head coach who's a coordinator in Brian Callahan. He's got offensive coordinator Nick Holtz. He's got a quarterback coach in Bo Hardigree. is that too many? Because I told Chase, it's like my best friend, not my best friend, but my position coach in college, I loved that guy. I could tell him anything. At what point are there too many cooks in this kitchen for Cam Ward?
Yeah, but see, it might be a lot of cooks, but they gotta have the same recipe. And I think when I say you have the same recipe, even though you have a lot of voices, you still have to have one voice. When I say one voice, that means that if they're coaching a certain technique, or they're telling them to throw it, or they're telling him, the 3-step drop, the 5-step drop, whatever they're saying, they need to have one voice. So even though you have a lot of voices, everybody needs to be on the same page by having that one voice. So say if he does a 3-step drop, okay, don't put your foot here. Or you're going through the first and second read. Don't look at this. Look at the safety. Or look at the corner. Look at him blitzing off the slot. So if they're hearing the same voice with a lot of voices, it still makes it okay. Why? Because they hear one voice.
Chris Sanders is with us, forever Titans wide receiver. I noted to Joe watching and granted, it's the first day of training camp. They're in shorts and t-shirts. They're not even in pads and all that.
Yeah.
But I said, like, watching Cam Ward walk into the huddle, command the huddle, break the huddle, walk up to the line, bark out orders at the line, and take the snap. I was like, this kid looks like he's been doing this for 5 years. And that may sound so simple, Like that all that stuff, like we all think is, you know, when I say we, I mean like people that never played football are like, yeah, I mean, you should know how to do that. You got to learn that too. The fact that he's already looking like a veteran to me like that.
Wow.
That's encouraging.
Man, you know what? That is a great observation, because the thing about it is you want your quarterback to have confidence. You want your quarterback to have a certain type of swag, because the thing about it is if he exudes with confidence and he steps in the huddle and barks out the play and barks out the front and barks out these things and he does it with confidence, you don't think these other guys are going to follow suit. And that's why I think the Tennessee Titans really drafted him, because everybody talks about his leadership. Everybody talks about he takes command in the huddle, and that's what you want with your quarterback. So even though he's a rookie and even though this is his first year, when you have a guy, a rookie, that steps in the huddle with confidence, that steps in the huddle and says, you know what, I'm in control of this thing, the receivers are going to fall in suit, the offensive line is going to fall in suit, even the defense is going to fall in suit. Why? Because you have a leader that's taking command.
I'm curious if you've kind of noticed this too, Chris, because I was thinking through, like, basically since the first time I've heard him talk, you know, even before the Titans drafted him, watching like all the combine stuff and the workouts, and, you know, when he said, I'm going to help you solidify it and all that stuff, I have pulled for this guy. Like, I have instantly become like, I like how he carries himself, the confidence that you just talked about. With Will Levis, it's not that I didn't pull for him. It's just it was more expected. Like, hey, you know, you went to Kentucky. You played in a pro-style offense. Like, you're a second-round pick. Like, I just kind of expect you to be great. Yeah. So why is there a difference? Why do you think we're pulling for this guy like maybe we haven't other people?
You know what the difference is, and this is kind of a cool analysis, is even though he speaks softly, his attitude speaks loudly. And it's kind of vice versa with Will Levis. And this is not being a disrespectful thing. I think he spoke loudly, but his play didn't speak at all. And I'm saying that in a respectful way. And I think with Cam Ward, that even when he does his interviews, he speaks softly. He's not overbearing. He's confident in himself, but it's really quiet. And it's really like, hey, I'm just going to go out there and do my job. I've been here before. I've done this. But then he goes out to practice and then he steps in the huddle. Oh man, I got this. And you want that with your quarterback. And I think the situation with Will Levis is he's talking about, I'm this, and I'm saying this in a respectful way, I'm this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, but then you get into games and then you throw two interceptions and it just didn't add up. So when you have a guy like Cam Ward that speaks softly but his game speaks loudly, those are the kind of cats that you follow.
Love it. We're talking to former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. Chris, Chase and I are talking about the history of the Titans signing free agents. It's not good wide receivers. You were there, and they signed Yancey Thigpen, and I mean Carl Pickens was a disaster.
Pickens, oh my gosh! Oh,
you know, the Andre Johnson didn't work out. I know they traded for Julio Jones. What is it? Why can't this team? You were in that locker room. You're on the field. Why can't this team ever sign good free agent or trade for wide receivers?
I don't know. I mean, it's just got to be a good fit. I think with Yancey Thigpen, that was pretty good. I just think that when we got Carl Pickens, you know, he was a different kind of guy. I mean, it's when you bring different kind of guys in here that make it about themselves, then it's not going to work. And I'm not saying that, you know, like Julio Jones and those guys did that, but I'm just giving my experience with Carl Pickens. When Carl Pickens came in, he made it about himself. He was talking about the offensive coordinator, talking about how sorry the team was. I don't want that. And I think with the guys that you bring in that didn't work out in free agency, I think the reason why it didn't work out is because they were a little older at age. You had Randy Moss, you couldn't run anymore. You had Andre Johnson that will make a play once in a while. I just think that the reason why it didn't work is because they were older in age. If they would have got them in their prime, then I think it would have worked. But I just think it didn't work out because those guys were just older in age.
Yeah, and those guys you just talked about could not jump over a Buick in the end zone at Riverfront Stadium after a touchdown catch by one Chris Sanders. I love you post those plays because I laugh because you post those plays on your Instagram about your touchdowns. I mean, you're blowing past guys 4, 5, 6 yards.
Man, I just – you know what? I was a speed guy, and the thing about it is when I got in the NFL – you know, nobody knew who I was. Nobody cared who I was. And they came up and did press coverage. So I'm like, man, they doing press coverage. This is cake. So my first game, just when I jumped over a Buick, I just did my release and ran by him, man, and just said, hey, I see you when I see you. So it was just a cool, cool deal, man.
Yeah, I love it. What's it always said? You always tell us, like, if you catch that DB peeking in the backfield, what's next?
Oh, it's a good the band's gonna stand up because they know it's gonna be a touchdown. They already gonna be ready to start playing.
Yeah. If you even,
I'm leaving, and they knew it.
Chris, appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend, man.
Oh man, love you guys. Y'all take care. Bye.
You too, Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.